Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Broadcasting and streaming live all across America. This is Home Talk USA with Michael King, where we will discuss topics pertaining to your home with industry-leading experts. Michael King is a licensed general contractor with more than 30 years of experience in home improvements and the author of Contracting with the King. Join us this hour for our segment, Invent America, with your co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton. Discover what's next in the home improvement industry and explore new products and innovations. Or if you have that next great big idea, learn what it takes to bring your invention to the world as Michael King and Rita Crompton talk to America's inventors and innovators. Remember, the America of tomorrow is being invented today. We invite you to visit us at HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, we proudly present Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Yay! Welcome, everyone. I want to thank you for all of your support. I've been hearing from a lot of you on a lot of on my Twitter account, on my Facebook responses, and my emails on the Invent America part of our show of Home Talk USA. We talk to inventors. This is done in the second hour each week. As you know, we do broadcast live 3 hours each week from 3 o'clock to 6 o'clock Central Time on the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNLive.com. That's when you can catch us live. And then anytime after that and you happen to listen to our show down in your area and your different parts of the country and you hear it, that's our on-demand or our podcast or our where they record the show and just replay it. So, all right, but let me welcome my co-host. They call her the inventor lady herself, Miss Rita Crompton. It's my sidekick of the show, and she's the one that lines up all the inventors and entrepreneurs, and she explains the patent process, the legal process, and she's our guest and she's our host now. Rita, how you doing?
I am fine. It is so much fun to always hear your voice. I love it. Well, and being able to get the word out there for our inventors.
We've been getting some good comments on this. Actually, a lot of people want to know how they can get on the show, and we're going to explain to that at the end of the show, how they can get their get some free exposure. As you know, we don't charge our guests, right, Rita, to be on the show, so there's no fee.
That's right.
We're not a pay-to-play network. We're just looking for good products, good inventors, the products of the future, and
that's right.
And that all starts through what you do. So explain a little bit about the inventor lady herself, the services that you do, and that people can take advantage of.
So, you know, I was thinking about this because I was writing my opening as I start to take over more and more, and I was thinking, I have been doing this for almost 20 years, which just seems like, you know, basically a lifetime. But, you know, you kind of fall into things as you're following God's path for you, and that's what I was doing. So when I met some folks and said, you know, this is what we do, licensing for inventors became a pathway that, you know, I could help inventors and work with them, give them, you know, this is what you want to do next. These are some good service providers to call. And so for a lot of inventors, they may not decide they want to license. They may decide they want to be a startup. But once they know kind of the rules and the costs of going one way or the other, they can make better business decisions for themselves. And that's what I have been about for all these years, and that's what we're trying to share on Invent America.
And I tell you, it's a process, and you need to listen to this show because something happened a couple weeks ago where you had a inventor that went through the process, the patenting process, the molding process, the distribution process, and come to find out when they were getting ready to launch the product, it became a insurance liability issue because the insurance requirement of that particular product was astronomical. It was like $50 million product liability, something crazy like that.
I know. Wouldn't he have liked to realize that before he filed a patent?
Yeah, yeah.
And sometimes when we're able to say, okay, find out these things first, because every industry has got an issue, it helps them navigate better. And sometimes it's to the point of saying, no, we're not going to do this, or we're going to do it this way, which is a better option before they've made a bunch of mistakes. And, you know, today we're talking about the scoundrels out there. You know, heads up, everybody. There, we all know there are scoundrels everywhere in the inventing industry as well. So if we can help inventors, and that's, I'll get an inventor that calls me and say, well, I did this. And it's like, I'm sorry. You know, at this point, there's really nothing I can do for you. There's certain things we can fix, and then there's certain things we can't. The scoundrels, sometimes we can't fix them. And so that's what today's show is dedicated to. And while we can't name names, we can give parameters. It's like, if this happens, don't go there.
We want them red flags to start hitting, you know, and that's the point. Yeah. Get them red flags to go up, you know?
Exactly, exactly. And there are red flags when you hear something and say, well, I didn't think it could possibly be true. If it sounds too good to be true, it's probably too good to be true.
Yep.
Exactly. So that's what we're going to focus on today. And I want to let people know, it's like, if you've got a question, you know, I am more than happy to help somebody walk through, you know, that process of, you know, is it a good guy or a bad guy? But we're going to do it on the phone or via emails or whatever. We're not going to, you know, because sometimes it's a very simple question I can ask someone and say, what about this? And they go, hey, yeah, there you go. That's it right there.
Well, virtual conferencing and, you know, what they call it on the iPhone, the where you could talk and look at, what am I trying to say?
The virtual. We do so much virtual, and I can send out links that we can have a call. So I sign a non-disclosure, non-compete, and somebody then can get on a call and say, you know, this is what I've got, so I can see it. It always helps to see it. And I had to tell a gentleman last week, it's like, you know, you're saying the right words, but when I read between the lines, this has been done a dozen different ways.
Yeah.
Don't go there. Move on to your next idea. It's not going to happen the way you like.
Well, give your website out so they can get that information.
InventorLady.com. It's real easy. Rita@InventorLady.com is my email address, and InventorLady.com is the website. And Michael, everything has been going so well. The website has gotten too big for its boundaries. It is being moved to a dedicated server this week. So if anybody does get on and say, wow, this is really slow, it's being moved. So by the time everybody gets on to it next week, it should be running very nicely.
Yeah, this happened to me like three times on my website. Then we had to get that that security certificate, which presented problems too, because now the search engines code your UL to make sure that you're not a e-commerce site, because they want to separate the e-commerce sites from the information site. And I'm an information site. Well, Rita, we got to take a short break. That's Rita Crompton, my co-host, my sidekick, the inventor lady herself. Well, we got a great hour for you, so stay with us. We're going to have some upcoming inventors tell their story, talk about their products, talk about the process right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. You're listening to the Invent America Show with Michael King and Rita Crompton. Always support your local independent hardware stores and garden centers, and let's pledge to hire that today. I'm the Cajun Man. Y'all come back now, you hear? Yay!
Are you looking for an organic weed control that's people and pet friendly? Are you tired of pulling those persistent unwanted grass and weeds which continue to grow through the cracks in your sidewalk and patio, or even in your favorite flower and shrubbery beds? Bonide has the answer with all organic Burnout Weed and Grass Killer. Burnout Weed and Grass Killer is a fast-acting, all-organic formula. You'll start to see results within 24 hours after application. Burnout is great for eliminating weeds growing in your patio and sidewalk cracks. It can be used for preparing flower beds and vegetable gardens for planting. Burnout can be used just about any place where you need to get rid of grass and weeds. Bonide products are family-made in America. All organic Burnout Weed and Grass Killer is available at your neighborhood farm feed store, hardware store, or garden center, or Bonide.com. That's Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The focus I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country. Home Talk USA with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Yay! Welcome back, America. That's right. It's always about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Don't forget, we are streaming live all across this great country on all our great radio affiliates, our podcasts, our on-demand, on the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNLive.com. Rita, who's our first guest?
Our first guest today is Rich Vigil, and I have known Rich for probably 15 years, helped him get through the process, and today we're talking about the scoundrels out there. So Rich has got a story to tell that will help everyone avoid some of that, but a little bit of background. His product is called Reflection Bulb, and so after four kids and fostering babies, over 20 children for 9 years, and he and his wife spent 30-plus years collectively as first responders, the reflection bulb was a way of sharing memories, of displaying memories and keeping them close. So, Rich, thank you so much for being with us today. Tell the audience a little bit more about your product.
Well, thank you for having me. The reflection bulb was a design that we had in our head about 6 years ago. My wife would make custom bulbs for first responders to put their shoulder patches or their ranks inside of a bulb and give them for Christmas. The problem was that bulbs on the market had a small opening, and you wasn't able to get everybody's shoulder patch or all the mementos into the bulb. So we designed a bulb that was not a two-part, but a full system by itself, bigger opening to put in the mementos, shoulder patches, or anything you like to put into it, into the bulb, with the hanging system on the hook, so now you can also hang the treasures and display them not just for Christmas, but year-round.
And so, you know, all these years ago, and it was after I met you that you'd had your, it was before I met you that you had your first run-in with the scoundrel. Tell our audience a little bit about, you know, kind of what happened without giving any names away, because we don't want any trouble later on. But there are certain signs on how to avoid being caught up with a scoundrel. Tell us what you learned.
Okay, so what we've learned is that there are many companies that are out there that do not have your best interest as an inventor at heart. They are about the almighty dollar. When you're searching for a company to help you with your new product and you want to do an internet search, you got to be careful who's on the other side of the computer. You do not know who's collecting your information or who you're chatting with. The one that surprised me was that I found a situation where they asked me for a few questions. You give a few questions. You keep going. The simple questions got to more questions, got to a smaller fee, got to a larger fee, got to the point where when you call into customer service or however, you would have to start all over again. You did not have the one-on-one personal touch. You were just another person in the queue trying to get your idea from head to market, getting lost in mainstream society of trying to find help.
Yeah, and it's so funny because somebody will call my phone, and I'll answer, and they go, why are you answering the phone? And it's like, because you're calling me. And it's like, but I thought it would go to voice message. And it's like, did you want me to hang up so it could go to voice message? Like, no, let me answer your question. So it's always funny when a person, because we're almost programmed these days to not expect a real-life person to answer the phone on the first call.
Yes.
So you have seen where people are still, you know, where you still feel like some of those scoundrels are reaching out to you on a regular basis. What was the trigger for that, and how do you deal with it?
Well, what I have found, and I'm sorry, we have to go back a little bit, was that what I found to help me get through all this was the Adventures Roundtable, and by chance, you helped me get through all this, because when I ran into problems, I was able to call the phone, like you said, and get a live person. So some of the things that helped us as new inventors was getting support from other inventors and from organizations. The Adventures Roundtable was a great family connection of other inventors. You are all in the same boat. You're all in the same room getting to a product from your head to the stores. Everyone there was family. Everyone was there would help you with your concerns and help you get through. So lately I've been getting more flyers, asking for more information, asking for more fees, And when I have to get through all that, I just pick up the phone, call Rita, and she tells me, no, this is not where it's supposed to be. Or you do your research and find out, no, this is a scam. They're just trying to get more information on your product or some more money from you.
Well, and everybody, I did not pay him to say the Inventors Roundtable, but now that you brought it up, the Inventors Roundtable now meets virtually twice a month. It's free. And so inventors from all over the country can log in and do just what Rich used to do in person. All right, we can talk, you can ask questions. You know, a lot of times we'll have on some of our other guests that were featured on the radio, some of our, you know, our advisors will be on, so you can ask questions. Sometimes we get the attorney on. So it's really a nice, safe place, and you can do it now from the safety of your home and your desk to be able to get in there and talk to inventors from coast to coast.
Yes.
And we were very grateful to meet you and your family. I mean, there were times when you came to the meeting and you had everybody.
Yes. If I can just give one more piece of advice, if you don't mind, really quick.
Absolutely.
My other advice would be is do your homework again on the company. Your best advice is to also use the Inventor Roundtable, the Inventor Lady. She took the time to talk with us and to validate our concerns of our product and where we were going with our packaging. The other thing is that as a new inventor, you're very excited about your idea and also a little paranoid. You don't want to give out your secrets. But you also want to work with someone who values your product and the confidentiality. It's very important to have that confidentiality, whoever you're speaking to with the design or the information that you have in your head that you're trying to get out to the public. Also, do your research. Take the blinders off when you're actually looking on the Internet. Make sure your product's not out there and you're just something you saw. Make sure it's something you came up with. I think the best quote I ever heard was, don't spend a dime until it's time. A lot of people will ask for money up front, and you're not going to get anything in return, but you want to make sure that your information, your product, is going to be something new that's out there.
So your website, your product is available on your website, www.endless-trails.com.
All right.
The reflection ball. Yes, thank you.
All right, Rita, you're doing such a great job. Hey, I was drinking my coffee and listening to it, man. I'm a fan. All right. Hey, thank you, my buddy.
Thank you.
We're going to take a short break. Hey, that was Rich. How you say your name, Rita? How you say his name? Viggle? Michael?
Rich Vigil.
Vigil. Gotcha. All right, we're going to take a short break. Don't go nowhere. Right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. Streaming live on the World Wide Web at GCNlive.com. You are listening to the Invent America Show. Along with my co-host and sidekick, Rita Crompton. Come on back now, you hear? We're going to pass a good time.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
USA News Update. At least two people are dead as flooding intensifies in California. Thousands are under evacuation orders and several communities remain isolated by high water. The National Weather Service says flash flooding is a major concern along the central coast to the Sierra Nevada foothills. A group of women went shopping.
Three women who went to Mexico on a shopping trip have been missing for 3 weeks. The three traveled from Texas to Mexico. Missing persons posters have been put up in the Mexican state of Nuevo León. Two of the women are from Peñitas, a Texas town on the U.S.-Mexico border. They left that town on February 25th to go to a flea market in the Mexican town of Montemorelos. I'm John Schaefer.
Blonde, the Marilyn Monroe movie, is the winner at the Golden Raspberry Awards. They picked the worst films released that year, just before the Academy Awards. Dave Collins, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the Inventor Lady, Rita Crompton.
All right, welcome back to the only home improvement show dedicated to you, the American consumer. Don't forget, check out Home Talk TV, HomeTalkTV.com. If you want to watch our television version of our radio show, but this is the Invent America radio program. All right. Rita, who's our guest?
Our guest is Suzanne Cano. Suzanne, did I get the vowels right on that? You did, yes. Okay, great. All right. I always worry about that a little bit. So Suzanne specialized in dental imaging and for nearly three decades was responsible for sales in geographical locations like LA, Chicago, and New York. So she has had some great expertise in developing online training content as well. But after 27 years, she decided it was time to be her own boss. And with her experience, she invented and patented a new product called LunaLite. And in those processing experiences, dealt with a couple of scoundrels. So, Suzanne, first we want you to tell us about your invention. What is it?
Yes, Rita. So LunaLite is a laser-guided dental x-ray positioner. So it's for the dental and veterinarian market, and it's really to help the end user align the dental x-ray machine with a laser-guided positioner.
Well, cool. I think they used that on me a couple of weeks ago. So in the process, all right, you're very passionate about your scoundrel experience. Tell our audience a little bit about what happened and how you got out of it.
Yes. So as I started the development of the company, obviously I was a novice. I really didn't know where to go and who to talk to. And so I did a lot of research on companies and independent companies. And I ended up going with one independently. And we started the project and we worked out what I needed, what I needed to develop this, you know, this product. And, you know, from their expertise, you know, I was hoping I was talking to an expert and I was hoping that they would give me some good advice and move forward with the development. Unfortunately, I think it was 7 months into it, and I had absolutely nothing, like no crickets after I gave them the money up front. And we started the project. There was a few phone calls in between, a few emails about how we were going to develop this and whatnot. And they would send me some really, like, pictures of something that I didn't even know what it was. And I thought, well, is that really my development? So then it just went on and on. And then finally, this independent development company just didn't respond to my emails. So I had paid with my money with a credit card, and I had to fight him. And for like 3 or 4 months, with the help of the credit card company, we were able to get my money back. So and that was one of them. Then I got hit with another one right off the bat. It was one after another. It was one roadblock after another, another development company asking for money up front. And they were more of, and I was trying to be more careful the second time around. And they had such a great background as far as, like, you know, valid people they worked with and universities and whatnot. And unfortunately, and they misled me in the contract, indicating that I was going to pay a certain amount of money. And then without them even mentioning, the second phase of it was where the prototype would come into place. And that would cost me, I mean, I'm talking about thousands of dollars. And it was unbelievable where I was left with those PDF files. And, like, you know, here's your thousands of dollars worth of money for nothing. So that I couldn't fight them on. And then I just I started learning from that. I went independently to other companies where I'm not going to pay up front. And next step was to really just make sure that I was going to watch it the next time.
I think that's part of the key, is that what we've learned over the years is that, you know, each step is an independent step, and you make your next business decision based on what you learned at that last step. Right. And then you move on and you pick the service provider you need. Everybody needs service providers. You know, we see inventing as kind of being a three-legged stool. You've got the inventor, all right, you got the consumer, but you got to have those service providers to build it and help get it out there. And without one or the other, it's a stool tips over.
Right.
So we're looking then at being able to, you know, avoid the scoundrels. And I think money up front is one of the first tells.
Yes.
And no accountability.
Right. No, and I 100% agree. I just feel like now I know better, and everything should be in milestones. Like, here's our first step, here's the second step, and I will pay you when we go through our milestones.
Right. So, you know, kind of tying this up, because I hear the clock ticking on me, what advice, because this is important for our new inventors out there, is that what advice do you have for them?
My advice is to really make sure that you don't put all the money up front, because once you give them the money up front, it's like they're not going to work anymore. And also create milestones for them. Make sure that they're achieving it at a certain time. And it's what you want. It's not what they want. It's what you know. You know the industry more. It's what you know is going to work in the industry. And really kind of your research on the company as well.
Yeah, one of the things that I give away for free is a work for hire agreement. So you can lay out the terms that you're dealing with for that service provider. And it gives you then some really good knowledge on those stepping stones on, you know, this gets done and then you get paid, and this gets done and then you get paid. So it helps you to manage the situation rather than managing you.
Correct. Yes, I agree.
Yeah. Yeah. So your product now, it's out there. It's coast to coast, probably worldwide. You are amazing. And thank you so much for being on the show with us today, because
Susan, advice
is going to help a lot of inventors.
That's Susan Cano, thank you so much. I tell you, the advice you gave us is really going to help. I apologize, and I'm so sorry that you had to experience the fraud, but... you know, where one door closes, another one opens, and we definitely want to thank you. And we're going to do everything we can on this show to try to help you out, try to help your company out, your product out, whatever we can do. Just let us know, okay?
Thank you so much, guys.
All right, we're going to take a short break along with the inventor lady herself, Miss Rita Crompton. You're listening to the Invent America Show right here on the Home Talk USA Radio Network. I'm the Cajun Man. from the Bayou Land, the originator, not the duplicator. Please don't accept no substitutions. Man, I was green before green was even cool. All right, we're going to take a short break. Right, Rita?
Yes, sir, we are.
All right, then we'll be right back. Are you worried about mosquitoes ruining your barbecue? How about those mosquitoes that you have been hearing about in the news, which are spreading that Zika and West Nile virus? Cajun Man here. Let Bonide help you take care of this problem with some easy-to-use mosquito beater products. You see, mosquitoes love wet, damp areas, standing or slow-moving water. If this describes your property, you need to use Bonide's mosquito beater water soluble pouches that kill the mosquito larvae before they turn into flying, biting adult mosquitoes. Why wait? Start protecting your family today. Stop on your way home to pick up some Bonide's mosquito beater products. Bonide products are family made in America. Bonide mosquito beater can be found at your neighborhood hardware stores, garden centers, or farm stores. So just go to Bonide to find a retailer near you. Again, Bonide products are family made in America.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the Inventor Lady, Rita Crompton.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is the Invent America radio show here on the Genesis Communication Radio Network. Rita, I tell you what, Suzanne was a great guest this last, giving us that great testimonial. That was just fantastic. But you have another guest on, right?
I do. This is my good friend George Peters. He is from the New England area. He is president of Invent New England, which is one of the oldest inventor organizations. But more importantly for this segment, I think, is the fact that he is the inventor of Kettle Pizza with his partner, Al Continero. And I said that wrong, but you can fix it, George. But the big thing about Kettle Pizza is that it's all over the place. I mean, they were on The Price is Right with Kettle Pizza. They are in the White House with Kettle Pizza. So George is, you know, I don't want to make it sound like you've been around forever, George, but you certainly have had some experiences in the inventing realm. So, you know, over the years, you've seen and heard about lots of scoundrels. And so we're trying to help our inventors today avoid the scoundrelness of the inventing world. So give us some advice. How do our inventors watch out so that they can avoid the dollar disaster that frequently goes along with getting caught up in the scoundrel world?
Rita, thank you very much for the introduction, and to Michael King and Home Talk USA for the time, Invent America. I've been an independent inventor, Rita, for about 25 years. So I have seen a lot of different ways that people conduct business, and in our inventing world, there's very little regulation. So people that get excited that maybe have just been awarded a patent or want to try to go through the process, they're kind of set upon early by companies that, let's call them invention submission companies, that basically want to get you in the door. And as long as you can pay them, they'll keep coaching you. Once you can't pay them anymore, they'll work with you ends quite quickly. And the best way you can identify them, if somebody asks you for money up front, other than a lawyer who, you know, will require a retainer in most cases. But a lawyer, if they take your money or unscrupulous in their behavior, there's a legal way that you can go after them because they're bound by a code of ethics and standards, unlike our industry, which isn't at this point. So that's the biggest red flag. If they ask you for money up front, many of the inventor organizations that I'm very proud to be part of around the country now have signed on to having a set of standards and ethics to have people, when they do find us online at our groups, we're bound to behave accordingly. We're not going to have our hand in your pocket. We'll be able to give you some good advice from experienced people in our organizations. And
well, and you walked
people.
Yeah, you walked right into my next question. And that's that the joining a group. All right, now the Inventors Roundtable is virtual, and we meet twice a month. But we're a Gold Seal member of the United Inventors Association. You know, New England, Invent New England is your group. It is up in the northern area of, you know, the Boston, Mass, you know, area. So there are groups, and a lot of the major metropolitan areas have, you know, an inventor group. You can always ask if they've got a Gold Seal on their website. But joining a group, all right, will frequently allow the new inventor to ask questions about, you know, some of those scoundrels out there. So you can get a heads up before you've gone down that road. And I think that's a really big way for an inventor to find out and avoid the dollar disaster.
It is, because as recently as last summer, I met with a couple. And, you know, our office at New England Invents, when we turned it in from Invent New England into our 501c3, is at the University of Massachusetts Innovation Hub in Haverhill, Mass., which is about 30 miles north of Boston. And the group, the couple I met with, had been taken for about $40,000 from a nationwide group. And a couple weeks before that, I met with an inventor that was $20,000, and they were left with nothing except some pieces of paper and you know, how to do this and how to do that. So That's really
you can hear the music playing. I don't mean to cut you off, George. I don't, but we got to go pay some bills, and we're going to wrap it up here, but I will make sure that your information is posted on the website, and we will have you back again. Thank you, my friend, so much.
All right, George Peters, thank you. Thank you, George. Rita, well, I'll tell you what, we got some great guests today. Boy, a lot of... I guess it's the education information part of this show, huh?
That's right, it is.
Well, I tell you what, if you get educated and get the good information, and I tell you, we just don't want to see anybody getting ripped off out there. That's the purpose of having all these experts and all these legal minds, and just put you through a righteous path, you know? All right, we take a short break. We're going to be wrapping up. We got a little bit more special announcement to make when we come back off a break.
Attention all Home Talk USA radio listeners. Are you an organic gardener? Finally, there's a fast-working and effective all-organic insect control available from Bonide. Bonide's Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew is the answer to all your garden insect problems. Captain Jack's works two ways, on contact or when the insect feeds. This will ensure that your insect problems are over. Captain Jack's controls all types of insects, including caterpillars, beetles, spider mites, borers, and more. Use it on vegetables, flowers, berries, trees, shrubs, and fruit. Captain Jack's all-organic insect control is available in easy-to-use dust, liquid concentrate, ready-to-use, and ready-to-spray containers with built-in spray applicator. Pick up some Bonide's Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew today at your local neighborhood garden center, hardware, or feed stores. Or just visit Bonide.com. That's Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
All right, welcome back to the only home improvement show dedicated to you, the American consumer. All right, don't forget we are streaming live on the World Wide Web at HomeTalkUSA.com. All right, Rita, I tell you what, got a special announcement. Hey, a lot of getting a lot of inquiries. They like the show. How can they come on? How can they come on?
Two easy ways. Send me an email, rita@inventorlady.com, or go to the website and fill out the form. It says, do you want to be on the show? You click on it. It'll gather your information, and it will send it right over to me so that we can look and see where you might fit in. And as we, you know, go through with these different topics, I need to know, where you are in the process so we can say, oh, come on today because we've got a topic that's perfect for you.
All right, we're going to take a show. Well, we got to go. That's it, man. I was getting ready to jump into another topic, but hey, we got to run next week. Check us out. Check the podcast out, HomeTalkUSA.com. All the information you need is to be sitting right there on the our website. Till next week, on behalf of the inventor lady herself, Rhea Crompton, I am the cage contractor, Michael King. See you next time.
Home Talk USA with Michael King is produced by Home Talk Media in association with King's Broadcasting Network and Genesis Communications Network. Broadcast and streamed live from the great state of Louisiana. Host and producer, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. Executive producer, Michael Melanson. Affiliate and sponsor relations, Joe Sparra. Comptroller, Sheila Gregoire. Assistant producer, Christian Bethencourt. Board operators provided by Genesis Communications Network. And I'm your announcer, Kevin McCarthy. Music includes King's Creole by Polyficarts, Cajun Jam by StockMusic.com, and Zydeco City by Steve Rice. Home Talk USA with Michael King is sponsored by Bonai, pest solutions for your home, garden, and lawn. Decorators, take outdoor living beyond ordinary. Aztec Washer, innovative roofing solutions. Seal it right, seal it tight. Trimislab, replace rotten or missing wood with Trimislab expansion joint repair. Masonry Cosmetics, change the color of any porous masonry with proven masonry staining. Green Products Company, number one in wood preservatives. Preserve, protect, and clean what you value, and most of all, make it last. Bond Products, manufacturers of Instabind, the world's first do-it-yourself carpet binding solution. DeckRite, life is tough. Make your exterior flooring tougher. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Home Talk USA with Michael King. Until next time, visit us at HomeTalkUSA.com. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com.
Yay!
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.